Oh, good morning, Thomas. Good morning, Alhamdulillah. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yeshua.
Good morning, Panditji, Patti. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Joy. Thank you for your card, Joy. Good morning, Bodhisattva Patti. Good morning, Joanna. Good morning, Anila Tezalamo. Good morning, Anila Kazawamo. Good morning, Flix. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, Alejandra, or Chetan. Good morning, David. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Pilar. Oh, good to see you. Anybody watching on YouTube? Good morning, too. Yeah, so we begin with prayer. The Alhamdulillah will lead.
We start with the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Veyata mune mune mahamunaye soha teyata
here, Meditation Buddha or mantra. So please visualize Meditation Buddha on your crown. Form of light, dark, bright blue. Here again, Tom's friend, who's already passed away last week. Then all the people, part of Patagonia, I think there's like a couple hundred, lost their life because of the fire. So I think it's a state called Chibuk, somewhere there. So visualize, think about them, think about them, we don't know them, but think about all the people who lost their life, and all the people who lost their life because of this pandemic, and people are still battling with the virus, and then of course the fear, the anxiety, uncertainty, so that they're like a lot of stress, being stuck at home, and all the businesses, they lost their, the business. All the people who have own business now, they lost their business, a lot of them. And people, like a lot of people lost their job. And all the healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, all the essential workers. Every corner of the world, people's lives kind of upside down because of the pandemic, almost now more than a year. Please, I think of all of them. So, all the people that you know, so then you can visualize either they are already passed away or they're still like sick, or maybe going to physical difficulty, mental difficulty, visualize them, and on top of their crown, visualize medicine Buddha, form of light, bright, dark blue. Right hand, supreme giving hand gestures, holding medicinal plant, what's called Upala, but this particular desert just name. So you can visualize any form of medicinal plant, so doesn't have to be a very specific one, but even though the text is mentioned, the name of the plant is called Upala, Arura, not Upala, sorry, Arura, this type of medicinal plant. Left hand meditative postures, resting on the lap, holding a bowl. The bowl is filled with three different types of nectars, medicinal nectar, immortality nectar, inexhaustible nectar. There are three types of nectars. So then while we recite the medicine Buddha mantra, so then medicine Buddha the mantra, that one can visualize the center of the medicine Buddha heart, clockwise, sending clockwise. So then light emitted from the mantras, or visualize the hollow light emitted from the medicine Buddha, the mantra from medicine Buddha heart, which is like standing clockwise. So then nectar flows from there, so then goes through our crown chakras, this is our crown, so then purify anger, attachment, ignorance, those are considered as a disease. Then so much, you know, like problems caused by this three poison or three disease completely purify. So then together with all the physical complications completely purify. So with that visualization, so then if we recite the medicine Buddha mantra, so then it's going to be, you know, like kind of practicing medicine Buddha sadhana, but not completely, but that's a very, very simple visualization. So usually, so then you visualize that, on top of that, you visualize, you know, like seven different medicine Buddhas. Top of that, so then after that you recite the first name, so then first one dissolves the second one dissolves the third one, then eventually all of them dissolve into medicine Buddha, so the medicine Buddha dissolves into your crown chakra through the central channel, so then completely purify all the physical sicknesses, mental difficulties, you know, so like that, okay? So with that visualization, we say the mantra. So just maintain the idea. So, but maintaining visualizations does require, you know, some kind of concentration. That's quite hard. Just remember the idea.
We'll start with the Medicine Buddha stanza or verse of praise. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Say this out loud. We'll just say it 21 times, and then we'll say it out loud 3 times, the first 3, and then the last one we'll say also together. And the rest we'll say to ourselves. Jayata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samagata Soha Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze aza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze aza samugate soha. Heyata om
bekanze bekanze soha.
Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adha samugate soha. Okay, now we'll skip to the four measurables. So we'll say this three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Okay, now we have the two mantras. The first one, Chenrezig. Starting with the verse of praise, say the mantra eight times, and he is the Buddha of great compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate.
Again here, please pray for all the people who especially their Tom's friends, you know, passed away last week. So together with all the people who lost their life, please pray for their higher rebirth, okay? All people who lost their life in Patagonia, part of the Patagonia. and Tom's friends, and all the people, there are like official numbers, like 530,000, something like that. Because of coronavirus, not just in this country, then all over the world, there are many people that lost their lives, so still losing, so pray for all of them. Okay, so it's a good prayer, So, and for the higher rebirth, met the Dharma at a very young age and met perfectly qualified Dharma teacher like Arya Asanga and Arya Nagarjuna. So then liberate themselves from the samsara, then help other beings to liberate from the samsara, or ultimately then achieve full enlightenment. So with this understanding, so then we recite the Mani Mantra.
Not ill by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you generously all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. The one for Green Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator mother, Tara. So this chant is seven times. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha. 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 Now the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. Three times. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened through the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened through the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Can you hear? Are you able to hear?
Yes, Geshe-la.
Oh, yes. So today, right now, I just want to talk about attitude. When you recite mantra, attitude, what kind of attitude one should have, or maybe what's the, how is it, get the most out of the mantra recitations, how to get the most out of mantra recitations, three types of attitude, or the attitude, or like three different way of thinking why you recite the mantra in order to get the most, the benefit out of the mantra recitations. Make sense? Huh? You can hear, right? You can hear?
Yes, sir. We can hear it. Makes sense. Yes, okay. We can hear.
Okay. Any mantra, you know, so you're probably reciting our Lokiteshvara mantra, you are reciting Tara mantra, you are reciting Medicine Buddha mantra, any kind of mantra. Those are the mantra as these mantra are taught in reliable tantra teachings. Those mantra is taught in trustworthy tantra teachings. Those mantra has been taught in trustworthy tantra teachings, such as Mani mantra, Tara mantra, Medicine Buddha mantra, all of that. So one text is like kind of like explains how one can practice, how one can use mantra recitation as a practice. You know? So then, what kind of mindset one should have in order to get the most benefit out of mantra recitations. So just want to explain that before, right now I'm going to explain that. So when you recite a mantra, you see things, you see color, you see shape, you see house, you are sitting in your room, and you see probably your children, your pets, you see different types of form. So whatever form that appears in front of your eye consciousness, and if you are doing Chaitanya mantra, if you are doing Tara mantra, you're trying to see that as like form of Tara. There's one attitude or one particular set of mind that one should have. So you're trying to see every form that appears, every form. And then trying to see this like form of Tara. Is it clear?
Yes.
Oh yeah, turns it down. Every sound that you hear is like Tara mantra. Every sound that you hear is Tara mantra. Even somebody is screaming at you, it's like Tara mantra. If somebody making, while you're reciting mantra, if somebody's making tea, making a lot of noise, Tara mantra. If the neighbor draws the barking so hard, that's Tara mantra. Somebody using the lawnmower, mowing their grass,
yes.
Sounds, no, Tara mantra. Every sound is a Tara mantra. Every thought that's rising in your mind, every thought that's rising, I'm not sure where, in your head or in where thought rise, where? In your head?
Yes, Geshe.
In your head?
Yes.
Uh-huh. sunrise in ascension. Is where thought right here? Where thought right? I'm not sure. Where's the thought of factory located? Is it here or is it here?
In our brain. In the West, we say in our head.
Anyway, every thought that rises is like, unification of voidness and bliss. That refers to Tara's heart. Every thought that pops up, if you can visualize, just like Tara's thought. So that's like the attitude. Every form you see, form of, it's like Tara's, or form of Tara. Every sound you hear is like mantra. Every thought that pops up, every thought that rises is Tara's unification of voidness and great bliss. That's what you may see. Or just if you don't understand what it means, like unification of voidness and great bliss, you can just visualize Tara's thought. Not necessarily your thought, it's like Tara's, Mother Tara's thought. Okay? You can just visualize that. So I just want to share with that with you so that the way to get the most out of mantra recitations, what kind of, you know, so some text explains, how to use those sacred mantra as a daily practice. So in that text it mentioned like three attitude, how to use sacred mantra as a daily practice. So in that text, it suggests, explains that this three attitudes, you know, all the appearances is like the form of this particular deity that is associated with the mantra, very mantra that you're reciting. Every sound is a mantra of that deity. Every thought that pops up in your mind is not different than the unification of voidness and great bliss is the same as that. That's the way to use sacred mantra as a daily practice and to get the most out of the mantra recitation. So just want to share that with you. It's clear. Every form you see, form of that day. At the beginning, just idea. So that idea may become real. Very much depend on same like visualizing something in front of you. The beginning is just idea, and how that idea become real, well, that very much depend on how well you visualize. So then, as we already talk about, you know, karma-abiding meditations, if you are not able to see the visualizations, so that means your meditation is overtaken by gross excitement mind. So then you forget the object. Then if you are not forget the object, you are still remembering object or seeing the object, not from the eye, from the mental, from the mind. But you still remembering something else on the sideline. That's like the subtle thinking mind, but you are not completely lost your object, but you are still remembering something else. Why you are kind of like together. You're remembering the object, you're remembering the thought image in front of you, but still you're thinking of something else. There's like subtle excitement mind. Then subtle thinking mind means that you are on the object, but the object is not clear. That means that's the gross thinking mind. Gross thinking mind. Then you are on the object, then there's no power, so then there's no subtle thinking mind. So these are the things that you need to worry about or concern about while you are visualizing something. So there's a way to improve your focus. So when you're trying to focus on something, there's just two things that you need to worry about. Thinking mind, excitement mind, or excitement mind. Okay? So they need to be mindful. So that's how you get better and better for your concentration meditations. So then eventually then you can keep your mind that maybe the fast probably like one day, there's 24 hours. If you can keep your mind on the object 4 hours out of 24 hours, 4 hours, so that's pretty good. Pretty good. 4 hours. That's pretty good. Not achieved karma binding yet, but it's pretty good. You know, so out of 24 hours. So anyway, just want to share this with you. What else? Any questions there?
Gisela, a student had a question at the end of of last week. He said, "I'm trying to understand why during rebirth our karma and seeds we've planted as well as tendencies follow us on our mind stream, but we generally have no memory of our previous lives."
We, like, you could say I, but we, that's a little bit too big. Because some people do have memory of our previous life, you know, so. Please repeat the question again.
Okay, Gisela. The question is, I'm trying to understand why during rebirth our karma and seeds we planted as well as tendencies follow us on our mind stream, but we generally have no memory of our previous lives.
What do you say, Alex? What do you say?
It's a subtle, very subtle mind which just goes on, right?
Very subtle mind goes on, that's correct. Yeah, that's very correct.
That's all.
That's why we don't have memories of previous life.
Oh.
I think that whether you have memory of the previous life is or not is very much based on we may receive a lot of clues in this life. Maybe very young age, when it's a baby, it's like when you're born till 1 year, 2 years, then you're considered as a baby. Then from there, child, so then the young, and also then there's like five different kinds of periods divided, like how from where to where you're considered as a baby. From since your birth, from 1 year, I think 1 year or two, I'm not sure, it's called baby. So then they're from child, then young adults, so then adults, then they're old. No, it's kind of divided like that. So whether you remember your previous life, maybe in our life we receive many clues, because usually our mindfulness is pretty weak, sorry to say, but you know, like if we pay attention, we are getting probably tons of clues. I mean, right before this, you know, of course, when you think about it, that there's no beginning, so it's hard to say.
Geshe-la.
Yes?
Isn't it part of the veil of samsara is the reason why we can't remember our past lives? I want to say I read that somewhere.
No, well, that's not 100% correct, but you know, even in the samsara, you could develop, clear voice. You could develop, you know, just like different kind of clear voice, you know, that you could develop through consultations. You can develop, you can achieve, even in this body, this very body that has not been liberated from samsara, you could develop this clear voice, the different levels of clear voice that allows you to hear sound from thousand miles, you can hear them. From thousand miles, you can see them. Every single form you can see, every single sound you can hear. You can read other people's mind, what's going on. Yeah, there are many different layers of, and there are some of them allows you to remember 500 lives before this. When you gain this clear voice, you will remember 500 life before this. So these are the qualities you could develop. It's not because of being born in samsara, not like that. Of course, if you're born in certain form realm, formless realm, then you're born with this kind of clear voice. It's not produced by meditations. You're just born with that. You know, like same like animal born with a cloth. They don't need to go to shopping. They're just born with a cloth. So like that, you know, so you're just born with those qualities. But that's called as keto, you just get that simply being born in those realms. Jangto, so then there's something that you walk through meditation, then you develop them. It's much better, because you produce that through your meditation. And that can happen in this life, in real life, you can develop those, you know, like those clear voice, Mishe. So there may be similar one, not authentic one, similar one, and could be the result of, you know, see previous karma. The people are born with, you know, like kind of psychic mind. You know, they are born with that. So then I'm not sure. Some of them you can obtain based on substance. I'm not sure what kind of substance. I'm not sure what kind of substance this is, substance there. Then reciting has a large number of mantras. So that one could achieve certain psychic levels reciting large quantity of mantras. These are similar. These are not authentic, but these are what is called jitim. It's like a similar one, not authentic. Authentic one that requires karma biting, without karma biting, is impossible, but authentic one. The similar one is like based on substance, reciting large quantity of mantra, what else? Then says some medicine, I'm not sure what kind of medicines, there are different ways of achieving those qualities, so. So anyway, never saw the medicine, never saw the substance, can't talk much about that, but did mention that. So then like, you're born as not remembering any previous life, but you work very hard in this life, improve your concentrations, you could remember 500 lives before this. You could achieve that kind of qualities. Now the question is like the point, what is the point? What is the point if you remember? What is the point if you remember your previous life, what are you going to do? And so just remember your previous life is not going to liberate you from samsara. Is there two LS?
Yes.
Yeah. Just remember your life from last year. It's not going to liberate you from samsara. But remember, then you can go, or you remember when you are 1 year old, that's not going to liberate you from samsara. Then you remember life before this, like, maybe it may motivate you to liberate yourself from the samsara. It will probably motivate you to get out of samsara. But just knowing that and able to read somebody else's mind, what's the point? What is the point? If you have compassion, if you have bodhicitta, so that's good. So maybe you will help the person according to their thoughts. So that the probably best way to help. So in that case, you know, there's some benefit because you know exactly what's going on in other person's mind. So you can probably serve better than other people's needs. So then there's the question. Dhamasi.
The question, Geshe-la? You want me to repeat the question?
Yeah, because of my ignorance.
Okay. The question was, I'm trying to understand why during rebirth our karma and seeds that we've planted as well as tendencies follow us on our mind stream, but we generally have no memory of our previous lives.
Yeah.
So why does karma go with us, but not our memories?
Where else karma could go? Where else? where else you can store the karma? Where else you can store the karma? And here we have like self-storage. Do we have self-storage for karma? What else? Very second moment, every action, very second moment is turned into tendency. It's not just a negative karma, positive karma also too. It also goes with us, not just only negative karma. So then the question is where else karma can be stored, where else? So then it gets complicated. Okay, you could say, oh, karma has been stored in the physical body. Physical body has been finished. Now probably turned into dust. That means your karma turned into dust. So then it gets very complicated. So then like, then you know, you all, then this concept of you only lives once. How do you say? You only lives once.
You only live once.
Yeah, so that concept now, that's at some point, if the karma is thrown in the physical body, so then next life doesn't matter, so what you do, it's not like that. Oh yeah, so, mere self, according to Pathangika system, within the Buddhism there are four systems, according to Pathangika system, so there's all the karma has been stored, mere self. That goes life after life, life after life, life after life. You know? So then all the stories that come with, you know, this life pretty much finish when this, I'm not talking about the mere self. I'm not talking about the self. I'm talking about the self that is associated with this life called Gishigele. So there are so many stories. So these stories will dissolve. Like as with the four elements, earth, water, fire, wind element, four internal signs that you experience, mirage, like fire, like fireflies,
the sparks,
then like smoke, then last one kind of spark. So then after that you go to for empty, then like experience a white, because the white drop from the chakras coming down. Then after that red, red experience that the red drop which is located in the navel, towards the navel chakra coming up, right below like heart chakra, white drops. That's why you have this like atom sky feeling like the So then you kind of like the tenderness. So then you then like now there's another experience. So then after that you kind of faint, you faint. So then you come out of that. So then that's clear light experience. So that's how all the story associated with this life dissolve. So then you come back to you kind of gain consciousness. So then experience is wonderful. It's like clear light, you know, like nothing. So then part remain there minimum 3 days, minimum. Could remain there long period of time, 18 days, 19 days, 20 days, if you manage to combine that with knowledge of your emptiness, then you could probably remain there for a long period of time. So then, red drops comes out of the drops, red drops usually located in the navel chakra, comes out of the nostril. The right drop from the father located here, crown chakra. Chakra, his name is called Dejong, chakra that holds bliss. That's the name of the chakra, not out of five chakra. So that drops comes out of the organs. So that means now consciousness left the body, it's finished. Minimum 3 days. So that's why there will be no memory. No memory. Because why? Because it all dissolved with the four elements. It dissolved. All the memories will dissolve. There will be no memory at all. There will be no memory left. Because life goes back to where it begins. It goes back to where it begins. It goes back to these two drops, like size of lentils, goes back to there. So then there will be no memory. No memory goes with that. No memory. Only subtle consciousness. We do experience like when we faint, when we sneeze, what else? When you know, during the sexual activity, they say you can also experience, but we experience without, I say, without awareness. We experience very fast, no awareness, when we faint, when we sneeze. So experience without awareness. The same thing, in the end of the jet, you experience that clear light without awareness. You could experience that with awareness, then you could utilize that, then probably live there long period of time. Okay? So So that's why, that's one way why we don't have any memories. All the memories associated, all the stories associated with this life kind of dissolve. So then, if you are kind of aware, internal sign, four sign of that dissolution process, then after that, four empties, that means a white drop goes down, red drop comes up. So then when it's into the central chakra, then you kind of faint. Then again, you gain consciousness. So then after that, out of karma, force of karma, then there's two drops come, shakes. Then consciousness pops up, then finish this life. That PI, so then you move to the next life. Okay, so that's why there's no memory. Generally speaking, there, of course, some child do remember, maybe they die with full awareness, like they're aware of what's happening. No, in the last, second last part, you faint. Before that, you are not fainting. You're aware of what's happening. The very last moment you faint, and then not very last moment you gain consciousness, okay? Anyway, something to, this process happened when we go to sleep, but we are not aware. We experience those processes while we are sleeping, but we are not aware. Then I think dream, then you dream, so then that's like dream body kind of symbolizes part of. So then do you do all kind of things, you go to beach, having nice time, like playing this game, that game, or maybe sometimes chased by elephant, cannot run, all kinds of dreams, that dream bodies. So when you awake, so that's almost a rebirth, so then you're born again, back to life. So that the post exactly happened when we are asleep. Exactly happened. So, So Dene, is that answer now?
Actually, I think the student who asked that question isn't here, but.
No, it doesn't matter. So.
Sounds very clear.
They're here, not that. Anything else to discuss?
Another student had a question, Geshe-la. His question is, Geshe-la often asks us to analyze what is self.
No.
And often tells us what self is not. Can you explain what Buddhists think self is?
That's a complicated question. What is self?
How much time you got?
Yeah, how much time you got? Who is that? David? Really? Who said that? Really?
It was me.
Yeah, that's exactly how much time you got. Many different theories. Even within Buddhism, there's four systems of Buddhism, like Vivasika, Sastantika, Madhyamika, Chitramata, Madhyamika, Sastantika, Madhyamika, Pasangika, each has a different view of how to define self. Probably if we have ideas, I'm going to find something, that's probably ignorance. We are not going to find anything. Does that mean the self doesn't exist? No, that's how self exists. That's how self is. You are not going to find. You're not going to find. It means you can't pinpoint. This is self. Because you call, I myself, I myself very much like that too. I myself very much like that idea too. I myself associated with this body. So then according to Nagarjuna, when you go through that, that's when you have nothing to pinpoint. You go through body that you can visually see, and you go through some part that you cannot see, then you go through each of them myself, that's not real. You can pinpoint. The text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, the interdependent text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, interdependent, or sometimes called small refined gold, something like that. Not talking about nihilism, it's talking about something. It's talking, not talking about nihilism. It's talking about it's hard. So we need to, Mayotambe, according to Pension of the Chujis, Mahamudra test. Mayotambe Chunantus. Nature of mind is like, see, when you are focusing on space between thought, when you are focusing on space between thought, eventually it becomes like the eventually experience will be like still clear lake or water, still clear water, because before there is so much dust. Slowly, all the dust settles down. It refers to all the thought, settles down. Then you focus space between thought. You focus there, no concern, no worries, no analysis. Not concerned related to the past, not worried related to the future. No expectations, nothing to analyze. That's how you focus space between thought. That's how one should concentrate space between thought, without expectations, without analysis. Nothing to fix, no concern, no worries. That's how you're supposed to concentrate space between thoughts. When you do that, then all the dust gets subtle. So that murky water becomes very clear water, like clear, still water. So then in that clear still water, how this tiny fish navigate without moving the water. Tiny fish navigate without moving the water. Fish could go through without disturbing the water. Similar like that. So then the tiny fish symbolize the set of mind. Your mind navigating through that still clear lake without disturbing the water, or lake. So that this focus is on space between thought. Now that experience before is very murky, now it's become clear still lake. So then your subset of your mind is like act like fish, this tiny fish navigating through this water. Now that very fish analyzing who is meditating. What is self? Analyzing that fish, analyzing what is self. Because all the dust is now settled. So only the mind that's active is this little fish to analyze. So, no, I don't know how to analyze. Oh, so then Nagarjuna mentioned. What is self? That tiny fish analyzing what is self. You could say, I don't know how to analyze. Oh, Nagarjuna. Chibusami. Self is not this body. Does that make sense? Self is not this body. Self is not this body. Self is not inside the liquid of this body. Self is not that. Self is not a liquid inside the body. So you go through that. Or self is not the heat that inside the body. Self is not oxygen you breathe. That's not self. Self is not space inside the body. That's not self. Then self is not a consciousness. So now you wonder, then what is self? Now you, at the end you wonder, what is self now? It was something to my mind. Self is merely labeled on this collection of aggregate. It's just merely labeled there. It's called physicality. It's called joy. It's called jealousy. It's called Alex. It's called Sandra. It's just called somebody called. That's how you become Sandra. But we don't think like that. We don't think like whenever we think about something solid, that is merely level on the collection of aggregate you are called Sandra. That's how you become Sandra or Alex or Phyllis. You know? That's how I think. No, we don't think like that. We don't think. So that's why some tests, you know, not seeing is the best way of seeing. So you can really find like a... Then when we get upset, when we get irritated, when we get angry, so that, oh, I am... That when that moment, I, they're so strong, like something sort of... Then some other tests published by some masters, when you're about to fall off the cliff, you usually don't say, oh, my body is about to fall. You don't say that, do we? We don't. We don't say, oh, my mind is about to fall. We don't say that. We say, I am about to fall. So, at that moment, like, you could say, oh, my body is about to fall. Oh, my mind is about to fall. We don't say that I'm about to fall. So that I doesn't know. It's kind of complicated, but you know, that's how the meditation has been done according to Nagarjuna. So then, you know, focusing on space between thoughts, that meditation will help you to how to analyze self. That meditation will help focusing space between thought, okay? On this meditation, focusing on space between thought is very good for the beginner, or to, how to say, to, to in the meeting, in the whole meeting, both house, Senate and Congress, both of them. so many bills trying to pass, you know, all kind of happening. So the in the meeting, focus on space between thoughts. So of course, and that, before that, also Lama suggests do 9-round breathing meditations, 9-round breathing meditations to have a rivatani. Mind is not just murky, but it's become murky. It's not nature of mind is not murky. The nature of mind is murky, there's no hope. Mind become murky, you know. So then murky water can be clean, can be clear. So therefore you do 9-round breathing meditations. I already told you many times, you do that, so kind of like settles. It will kind of settle, not completely settle, complete settles take place when you focus space between thought. So that 9-round breathing meditation will help you to settle the dust. So the mind becomes more clear, you know? So that's the 9-round breathing meditations. If you need to do 3 times, 4 times, it's okay. So you can, it's not like you have to stop after 1 9-round meditation, you can do it 3-4 times. Till your mind gets kind of settled. So then after that, as I said, if you consider yourself as a Buddhist, then you recite refuge in Buddhist, the prayer for immeasurables. So then if you're doing some kind of form of guru yoga practice, then you do that. Then after that, or maybe like positive kind of set of mind. If you don't know how to do refuge bodhicitta prayer, like guru devotion prayer, then no need to worry. You just develop positive set of mind, the altruistic attitude of bodhicitta kind of mind. Which right after mind or breathing meditation, you set up that positive mindset. Then as I said before, loving kindness, compassion, we need to create the situations in our mind in order to do meditation on loving kindness, compassion. We need to create the situations for our meditations on loving kindness, compassion. Okay? So then right after that, so then we can as the So then after that, then you try to focus space between thought. No concern related to the past, no worry related to the future, no expectations. Like that, just to be with space between thought, just to be there, space between thought. That's all. No expectations, nothing to analyze. Nothing to adjust, no worries, no concerns, like that. Just do brief meditations. Just do brief meditations. So that meditation is very good for the beginner. So that meditation hopefully will lead us to analyze the true nature of self. Okay? As well as Ananda. It's not like that you are fainted. You are fully aware. It's not like you are kind of fainted. Not like that. It's not that you are like become drowsy. Drowsy? Is it drowsy or drowsy?
Drowsy.
Drowsy?
Drowsy.
Drowsy, yeah. It's not like you become drowsy or like become sleepy. You are fully awake. 100% awake. You are 100% awake and you are fully aware what's happening. It's not like you become drowsy or sleepy. So that concentration needs to be there without without disturbance, consciousness to be there, without disturbance, where space between thought needs to be there without any disturbance. That's why in the beginning is mentioned just little bit. Stay there just a little bit. Doesn't say 1 hour, 2 hour, because can get distracted so easily. That's why just mind, chungse, little bit. Chungse, nyambar sa. Meditate on that little bit. Tomorrow, again, little bit. Afternoon, little bit. Evening, little bit. So that little bit will extend slowly. The beginning, just little bit. Chungse, nyambar sa. Nyambar sa means meditate. Nyamsha is meditative, ego-poise needs to be very little, short. Mani, choosing Nyamsha. That short needs to be 100% focused. Not like that, then present. With placing all your attentions into the space between thought, with full awareness, just a little bit, in the last, not like fainted or drowsy, or not like that, fully aware, exact. You are fully aware what's happening. At this moment, you are fully aware. So you need to be very vigilant and very mindful, because the time is going to be very short. Needs to be very focused, very as a very alert and very focused and very mindful. So, need to look very carefully. The mind is going out of space between thought. That's your job. You need to look very carefully. Make sure the mind doesn't get out of the space between thought. Make sure it's there. Not just that, make sure the energy is there. Make sure the level of energy you put in the beginning is there. Oh. Oh. If the energy become weak, need to improve the energies. If you are getting distracted, you need to bring it back, like that. No, you can do. We all can do. We all can do. You can do. I can do. We all can do. It's not like something you can do. It's only of how well we try. Yeah, then of course, then eventually thought will pop up. Oh, how is about grocery shopping? Isn't it Sunday today? Don't you have like, then you start to open your list or what you need to buy? Or maybe then you are not on the space between thoughts. You are going through your refrigerator, wondering what is to buy. So then better to get up. There's no point. Better get up, maybe do the grocery shopping first. Then of course, then after that, mind will find something else. Oh, didn't I told myself to fix this on Sunday? And then, it's like, some people say, oh, if you want to remember something, meditate. Oh, you will remember. If you don't remember something, meditate. Kind of funny, but it's kind of unfortunate. So, say that meditate, focus on the space between thought, then you will remember. When you try to remember something you don't remember, meditate, then you will remember. We are not supposed to remember, then you remember. I think because of why? Because there's now that many creek running all the time, small creek, now you are trying to make it one, slow. Of course, they become powerful. Because each creek, they're running like 5, 10 creeks. Each creek doesn't have much power. That's why maybe you don't remember so many things happening. So now you are trying to make all the small creek in one creek, so it become more powerful. Now probably there's more power to remember. That's why you remember things, you know. That's kind of unfortunate, but that's not what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to focus. But that's, I think that's exactly what happens, you know, like when you're trying to make this small creek running all the time, make this one creek become powerful, I think that's why you remember when you try to focus space between thought. You just say, No, that is space. You can't describe. We talk. There's so much you can say about space. There's so much you can say about selflessness. There's so much you can say about emptiness. That's why sometimes emptiness was called as a Matam Jimmy. Ramla, you remember that stanza before Heart Sutra? Before we recite Heart Sutra, there's one stanza. Homage to all the mother of Panchaparamita.
I prostrate to the sublime mother, the victorious ones, the inexpressible, inexpressible, inconceivable, indescribable perfection of wisdom.
Yeah, so these three things, inexpressible, inconceivable,
indescribable.
There's what space you can, there's so much you could say. When you experience, there's so much you can say. If somebody asks you, explain, that's not much. Does that mean you don't experience? No, that means you do experience, but there's no, like, say, any experience like that. If somebody asks you, experience of eating a chocolate cookie from Whole Foods, explain that. How are you going to explain? How are you going to explain the exact experience that you gain eating a chocolate cookie from Whole Foods? I'm not sure. Same the space you cannot explain, you know, that is there, but it's like inexpressible. Like the Masam Jimmy, it's called Masam Jimmy. You can't say exactly how you experience, you can't say. There's so much word you can say. That's all. So the space, you know, that space between thought, that space, you know. Yeah, we talk about space, but somebody explain, there's nothing much to explain. So then while you're meditating on that, slowly thought will pop up. Just to recognize them, I'm not just making this up. Pinchen Lama suggests when thought pops up, just to simply recognize them. Do what? Do nothing. One way to approach. Just simply recognize them. What happens when you stare at thought? Every thought that rises, when you stare at them, what happens? Disappear. When it disappears, what happens? You get back to the space between thought. Empty of thought, that's the space between thought. One thought pops up, thought of popcorn, stare at it, disappear. Then there's some break between thought of popcorn and maybe thought of chocolate cookie that doesn't appear simultaneously. Do they appear simultaneously? Thought that associated with different objects cannot, is natural law, cannot arise simultaneously. It may seem like simultaneous, but it's not simultaneous. You know, so the piece of incense, when you burn a piece of incense, when you go like this, so fast, what you see? Circle. There is no circle. There's hallucination. There's no circle. There's no circle. Because of the movement is so fast. That's why you either seeing circle. Actually, there's a break. There's a break. There's a space. You don't see that space between. You only see a circle. It's not circle. It looks like a circle because the movement is so fast. Therefore, spontaneous. Same like thought. May seem like simultaneous, but no. Thought that is associated with different object, there's gap, space between thought. Thought of something appear, disappear. Then till next thought appear, there's space. Oh, then we try to grab that and we try to focus there. Yeah, when you stare at the thought, what happens, then it's not just simply recognize them, just look at them very closely, it disappears. When it disappears, space between thought. That's where you begin from, so that's where you, then you're going to come back there. That's why the benefit of staring, simply recognizing, doing nothing, recognize, come back. So this meditation is very good for the beginner, very good for the beginner. And to also to clear your thought. It's the best way to clear your thought. If you're having so much thought, that's the best way to clear your thought. But of course, as I said, you have to be fully aware. Not like you become sleepy or drowsy or fainting. Not like, fully aware exactly what's happening in this moment. You are fully aware. And not just that, you are meditating very carefully with full of attention and full of mindfulness, and you are analyzing. And I said, just a little bit. Okay, so that you can do that, so that you also benefit. What time is now, Ramazin?
It's just about time to stop, Geshe-la. It's time to stop, Geshe-la.
Any other questions? Just go out. Come on.
No more that I know of.
The Will wrote something here. How do we minimize grasping itself, sir? Yeah, I could. Will, how much time we have?
Sorry, that's a big one. I know.
Yeah, we are out of time, so maybe next time, okay? Next time. Next time. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Lamula dedication next time.
May all beings here.
This Wednesday, Namaste. This Wednesday.
Yes, Geshe-la. We're starting a new topic.
Oh. What topic?
Taking the essence.
It's like lambrim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lambrim, sorry.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjuna's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. And have a wonderful Sunday. Enjoy nice weather. Marcelo Fernanda, I hope you are, Patricia, all of you are safe and well from Patagonia.